is by Hiroaki Nakamura, and the title is Eisenstein Variant for One Spark Punching in the Discourse.
Thank you very much. I had the organizers give me a chance to talk here, and then I want to discuss arithmetic aspects of Gaussian type theory. I'm partially hoping to make a bridge between the first day's Pierre-Lockhart's talk and yesterday's Benjamin Tanaka's talk and the rest of China's talk. So, my plan is first just an introduction, and then secondly, I will go to the other aspects. Suggestion has a lot of sections arising from two points or two rational points. So this depends on the choice of selection of Q points or Q tangential points. We want to discuss the splitting of this exact sequence. We have to specify some standard points. This means that the two point gives just the scheme theoretical intersection of this one. And but in the level of a profinite group, one can give the splitting by using not only the proper section but rather tangential section. This is one thing. The second fundamental situation diagram is the calculation of universal parts over NPN. This is realized by the two moduli space and one point extra marked points. Then the last, forgetting the last point, we obtain this vibration. Then putting the etal fundamental group again, then this, since this case the fiber is curved with minus n points, so genus G curves of with n points. So the exact sequence looks like this. So and this fiber fundamental group is a since the curve this the topologically the genus G curves minus n derivative points, and then taking profinite condition. So you have a naturally pick a presentation of this surface by standard loop, like two loop going around the handle and 2G loop and n loops going along with the punctures, and then some standard one similar relations. Then from this second exact sequence, we have a universal monotony representation. I write 5 to 10. And if we don't take a section from here, then you have to do the monotony representation, just taking inverse image and conjugation action. Then we obtain this kind of. From the setting A, we have the decomposition of GQ, the direct product of gamma GN. So this glottalic tightness theory, one purpose is to describe this monotony region of image and gun and so on. More complete description of this. And okay, so today I'm here. We want to focus on arithmetic complete description of meta-Abelian induction. Namely, in the first part, I want to discuss the most brief 0 and 3 point answer, then in this case, just this M03 is a point, so this part disappear, and then you go to 5, 3. And meta-abelian reduction means this module, second derived subgroup. So this is a smaller quotient of this universal monotonization, but still very important variance appears. And also another interesting part is genus 1 and 1 functor case. In this case, we have this monotonization case. Semi-direct product of GQ with gamma 1 half. Gamma 1 half is profinite completion of SX-Z. This is a very interesting case discussed in Grothendieck long mesh manifold. And but I'm not sure how much my talk is related with his manifold. And from this monodromy representation, this is Japanese project, it's equivalent to Ihara's abelian beta function. Like d sigma x y. And d sigma x y is a family of certain function indexed by GQ. And this encodes highly arithmetic information, which I will introduce later a little bit. And then my purpose is introduce elliptic version of this Ihara's beta function. For abelic E function. This E means Eisenstein, but I don't know how this name. And this is also some function indexed by later I will. So this is the introduction. And I would like to introduce Ihara's data because this is a very primitive starting consideration for all arithmetic theory of fundamental group. Or rather, motivating the technique was provided from his theory for an abelian geometry. So, thank you. So, it has the so. Actually, if you put 0, 3, and 0, 4, then this is the same as 0, 4, and 0, 3. Yeah? So A and B give the same diagram. Module generalized space of genus 0 and 4 point, but the first 3 point it can be normalized to 0, 1, 3. So the only the fourth marked point can move on this space. Then this is of course more completely spectrum of this completely. Then I also want to take a standard splitting of this exact sequence by using the infinite tangential base points 0, 1. This is a Q tangential Q vector, unit vector based at the puncture 0. So I take this one as the base point. Then there are two base puncture and third puncture here, and this is a Riemann sphere. And the complex model of this modular space. And then I want to take a standard representation of pi. I to pi to 3 and profile information. This x, y, z and x, y integral 1 dimension. And x is just like this. And y is going this way. No. This way. And z is going. Then you can trace these three products equals 1. This is the most simplest most real example of the diagram here. Then barely do the monodromy representation is injected. And but in order to make a more precise picture, it is nice to pick the empty of this thing by using the splitting by according to this splitting. Splitting of the exact sequence, then you can make the fundamental group of this one as a semi-direct product of GQ and this pi. Then you have the very sticky here. I just write pi. And this lift also can be characterized if we put the restriction of star. So this is an automorphism of such that these three cyclic groups moves in a specific way. Firstly, the cyclic group generated by X generator should be preserved strictly. And secondly, this cyclic group generated by Y going to pi prime conjugate of pi. Pi prime conjugate means pi prime is a commutator subgroup. So this is my notation. And pi prime is commutator subgroup. Pi double prime means pi prime prime. and V is just for any conjugate, I conjugate. These three condition for automorphism of I, alpha is just automorphism of I, make a group theoretical restriction that the lift is determined by unique. And this is also corresponds to the splitting by this unique function test. Then, from this lifting, you have for sigma, for any element sigma, you have some actions of sigma. Just like just sigma, but it is index automorphism of alpha sigma. But also, it is also a very famous parametrization of two parameter in GT, proton gravitational group. And whether these two parameters is just from the first condition, x is going to lambda sigma, so lambda sigma is scalar, and y is going to some y pipeline conjugate, so pipeline conjugate, and conjugate factor I like f sigma. Yeah. This is a fundamental representation of Galois action on pi. And then it is well known lambda. Lambda is nothing but so called cyclotomic character. It means that it represents the action on roots of unity. So sigma of maybe so green is theta n lambda. And f parameter gq to pi prime. And pi prime I want to consider as a free profinite group with two free generator x and y. So somehow sigma for sigma, f sigma, as a pro word to two free words, x and y, and non-commutative words, and but also abelianization is trivial. So lambda and f, two parameters, can characterize the image of GQ in this lifting or lifted automorphism group. Okay. Then, now, perhaps several times introduced in this conference, this f and lambda, this pair of lambda f sigma satisfies symmetric conditions 1, f sigma xy, at the profinite world. This condition, and also hexagon. I don't want to write down. But this represents group theoretical S3 symmetry of the fundamental group of P and S3. And the third one, van Greenfeld pentagon equation, is five cycle symmetry of M05. So this is a primitive story obtained by 1990 with Greenfeld paper, and maybe a little bit remark would be useful. So we have from Berry's isomorphism. GQ is isomorphic to the obviously image of phi, monodromic image, because it is injective. And share some specific automorphism group of free profiling group. And this is we have just discussed. Then, from this picture, you want to make more conceptual interpretation by motivic avatar of GQ, motivic color group of the R1 for mixed space model. And you can take a leaf version of this motivic avatar. On the other hand, the image of five is the automorphism group of this combinatorial profiling groups. So you have a combinatorial avatar or combinatorial model you want to have. And this is somehow a logarithmic GRT. So the latest talk and Benjamin's talk discuss whether this motivic avatar of very isomorphism again is the isomorphism to answer the big open block. So this is the mark. My talk is not going to this conceptual device, just naive material I want to read, because it's easier for me. So, meta-abelian reduction of this representation. Right. You have obvious reduction of the representation by meta-abelian quotient. And of course, if you want to continue this reduction, this is going to abelianized monodal situation. This is just because abelianization of pi is just free for pi over pi prime. So abelianization is just done to module generated by the image of x and y. Complete blueprint of this thing, and then you can regard the conjugate and the z hat square module by this second derived quotient. Then it is known here you have specific commutator element x y. Then fact is this module is free cyclic. Free cyclic we have the closed module generated by this this is a basic fundamental tool for Pihara's construction. So, definition of Pihara's data. is the following. For any sigma, for any sigma, define B sigma, it is an element of this complete group ring by characterized by x sigma xy equal b sigma dot product of dot action of so since that this module that module is freely free cycle freely generated by one generator. So this B sigma is determined uniquely. Then basic property proved by Ihara is many things, but in particular basic property. So B sigma satisfies functional equation analogous to classical beta function. So analogous to functional equation. Block X and Y means the image in the abelianization of the standard generator X and Y. And also, here, B sigma can be regarded as an somehow adelic series. Z hat means finite adel. Adelic series in commutative two variable of x1 y because x and y is free commutative value. So then you can consider you can just symmetric in y. And also Ihara give the gamma deconvolution with this gamma deconvolution is called Anderson gamma hyperadelic gamma function. This gamma sigma is transcendentally bigger. Gives
cyclotomic damages. And that prevents generators of mixed spectrum. Here you find important properties already for the mixed spectrum. Also, special value. X and Y is specialized to roots of unity. And this character gives rise to all the Jacobson characters. This is a roots of unity is always the power of L, right?
Power. If you wish. But maybe if you consider erratic head character, then you consider all things erratic. But it doesn't matter. So this means this beta function encodes all arithmetic of Galois extension of Q, Q of root of unity, and perhaps Q of minus root of 1 minus theta, cyclotomic Galois extension, a cyclotomic extension. Encodes from this encoded in this data function. And also, it is useful to introduce very easier part of this Jacobson or data function property called concerning Kuma character. So one may write d sigma xy is actually in the form of 1 plus x minus 1 or minus 1 and some higher element a sigma. Then if I am considering this then consider the projection of d sigma to this part. This part. And specialize it y equal 1 and x to n equal 1. This is an element of polynomial ring modulo ideal x minus 1. So you can write this specific element as an in the form because the base of this ring is given by x to the power of x. Roots of all the thoughts with M. So, and especially if M equals 0, when M equals 0, M to 0 sigma is Kuma character. Roots of M. So in this way, beta function reconstructs Kuma character for such algebraic numbers. Then one problem posed by Ihara was so Ihara proved extent. Representing means somehow.
Go to the
Glück sehr gut. Fixe da Dickbrusher Fitting. GM or then you have Taiwan hat is Taiwan of long span jar doors. And if you put ABC is again, free profinite group of rank 2. And you can check choose Z, X1, X2. X1 and X2 is a loop going around the 100. And Z is going around the puncture. Then, as explained in the introduction, we have monotonous representation. This is isomorphic to GQ and SPQ. Asada proved this is injective. And if the same strategy can be taken, we want to lift this monodromy equation into the special automatic group of pi, which must be all bottom fitting, such that this specific cyclic group is. Unfortunately, in this torus case, we have only one peripheric loop, so only one specific conjugacy class, so it's very simple condition. Then, also, it can be easily shown there is no such direct lifting. So, we need to lift also this group into slightly bigger representations called explain this space later. This is GQ and bring group of third state. I call this lifting YH plus lift. Then you have a naturally standard. If the public function like why? Okay. But why the grid group of the three strands appears here, which is explained by the following picture. So we consider universal elliptic curve. Which is a universal family of once punctured elliptic curve defined by explicit Weierstrass equation. And
but this space is over the parameter space G2 and G3 with no discriminant locus. So I link to the discriminant locus. Then this is just the space of three points on the surface. So this is just homotopy equivalent to Braid configuration space of this three points. Because this two parameter gives all kind of cubic equation. Cubic equation is characterized by cubic equation with non-vanishing discriminant is characterized by three points of this zero. Okay. So from this family, it's defined over Q. So you can take pi 1 or pi 1 theta of this calculation. Then, what is happening? Extension of G cube by profinite completion of three strands braid. But in order to make a more concrete down to earth picture, we want to pick good base points and pick very good generators of this free group and also generators of braid groups and G cube. So, in order to do that, we consider the specific points in this family. So this is the family of elliptical, and this is the space of braid configuration space. And here you have a degenerate locus here. Corresponds to take the picture over a spectrum lower power 6. This specific tangent vector at infinity you want to consider. But this is very, very, very standard power series coefficients. This is almost comparable to the Eisenstein Q series. Then you have here this is an infinitesimal neighborhood of such. Generate the one span chart. So you have to take here one span chart and also here torus is finished one point. Then this is also almost look like P1 with 3 points and pinched to 1 and infinity. Then you can specify here you have also another slide. Okay. You also have infinity horizontal infinity zero divisor. And then you can take from this Y equation taking a local coordinates, local coordinates, and at O, and this local coordinates can be taken smoothly over here. So from this from here you can take tangential section. Tangential section. So you have section here. And then next I consider this table graph. Then you can you have this here tangential section, tangential point, and you take z and x1 and x2. X2, I want. Using Fancan pen. Grouping for P1 minus 3 point. Yeah. Then let's choose. We may choose. Generator. X1, X2, Z, Z5, and one relation. Such that. And here, so this gives you the this K-theoretic graph, this brain configuration space is also the variety over Q, and this gives you the section of here. Yeah. Yeah. So we have GQ and profile configuration. This splitting is given by specific section tangential base point on this base space. Okay. Then after this splitting and then going to this splitting, then GQ is inside here. GQ inside here. Then you can choose generator of this one such that GQ acts on pi, right? X1 is going to this GP parameter. So, and X2 is going to F sigma and lambda sigma is the parameter corresponds to Jerry's continuum. Okay, so you have the splitting of this group as a this one and this one. But this one is also splitting in the similar product of V3 and GQ. So you have here three important polyfinite groups interact with each other. And finally, to complete this description, I want to summarize like this. First. So we have here a monodromy relation, but lifting to this wire scale, the spike. Image y, right? Okay. So this is isomorphic injectivity in the Asada and that called yes, injective. And but GQ part acts here, this is the free group of X1 and Y1. So acts as a that formula. Yeah? And here you also have a standard generator of grade group with grade relation arching generator. And then you can take this generator as a automorphism of free group. It is combinatorially specifying the image of two generator. Yeah? But if you go to abelianization, taking abelianization, then this is going to well-known matrix. So complete description of semi-direct production is like this. And again, NV. so we have this diagram. So what is a motivic avatar of this monodromy representation? So so Leila and Benjamin discussed yesterday something like this. And this is the motivic avatar of this object. And this is combinatorial model inside the here, reverse derivation, derivation algebra, inside derivation algebra, and to these groups. And here, of course, you can go push down the normal subgroup, deleted module normal subgroup. Then you have I1 of mixed motif, and again, usual type, usual. Programming Kashmir algebra. And this is yesterday he wrote some specific parameter 3. And then he computed this as a putting extra 2 parameters and give explicit formula for this. So this is the theory of Heinrich Minkow.
Any more questions? If not, let's have a coffee break.